when we visit you. Now, this story is an interesting story because I am sure that some of the things in this story are things that you do. So let's listen and find out as Shea Topas, a very nice lady, tells us what happens when we visit you.
Hey kids, one day when you are all grown up and you have your own job and your own place to live and your own life, we, your parents, are going to come and visit you. And boy, are we going to have fun. So much fun. When we visit you, we are going to leave our shoes on in your house, and we are not even going to wipe them off one bit. When we visit you, we are going to jump on your sofa and flip over the back of it. When we visit you, we are going to walk into your bedroom without knocking and flop onto your bed. When we visit you, we will eat dinner with our mouths open and talk throughout the meal about ourselves. When we visit you, we are going to watch our favorite shows and listen to our favorite music as loud as we want to. When we visit you, we are going to find reasons to stay up late and not brush our teeth. When we visit you, we will use up the toilet paper. We will not put in a new roll. We are not going to flush the toilet. When we visit you, we are going to eat cake with our hands and not clear our place at the table. When we visit you, we are going to leave our clothes wherever we took them off. When we visit you, we are going to open your door without finding out who was there first. When we visit you, we are going to play with your phone without asking. We will take hundreds of selfies. When we visit you, we are going to insist that we do not need to blow our noses. When we visit you, we are not going to make our beds. When we visit you, we are going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and expect you to play with us. When we visit you, we are going to insist that it is not cold out. When we visit you, we are going to touch all of the walls all of the time. When we visit you, we are going to leave all of our toys on the floor. When we visit you, we will need a bedtime story, a glass of warm water, a memory from your childhood, our favorite stuffies, 17 hugs, tickle time, go away bad dreams, and a million kisses before we can go to sleep. When we visit you, you will gently remind us, as we used to remind you, to please remove our shoes when we come in, and to please stop jumping on the sofa, and to knock before coming into your room, and to eat with our mouths closed, and to turn down the volume, and to go to bed on time after we brush our teeth, and to flush the toilet and replace the roll, and to eat with utensils, and to put our dirty clothes in the hamper, and to ask who's there before opening your door, and to request permission before touching your phone, and to blow our noses with a tissue, and to make our beds, and to entertain ourselves until a reasonable hour, and to agree that yes, we do need our coats, and to stop touching the walls with our grubby hands, and to pick up and put away after ourselves. When we visit you, you will remember the love, kindness, patience, fortitude, dedication, loyalty, appreciation, humor, and understanding that was shown to you, and you will tuck us in with a bedtime story, a glass of warm water, a memory from your childhood, our favorite stuffies, 17 hugs, tickle time, go away bad dreams, and a million kisses.
Now, if you like that story, buy Chair, and if you go to bookbub.com, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon, you will find there are more books there written by Chair Topas.